Get ready to transform how you communicate and market, not only in business, but in your life. This is Marketing Matters. For more information on today's show and other topics, visit ryansowers.com. Here's your host, best-selling author and national speaker, Ryan Sowers.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to another Marketing Matters. I'm your host, Ryan Sowers, and we're broadcasting live here on Business Radio X. As you know, every episode of Marketing Matters, we talk sales, marketing, PR, business, customer service, and much more. Let me start by asking you to support those who care for this show. That's Athens Orthopedics, who take super care of patients in 13 locations, athensorthopedicclinic.com, and the Heart of What Matters, helping people overcome grief one step at a time, doing great things, and visit them at theheartofwhatmatters.com. I'm super excited today talking about customer service. We have two great guests in the studio, friends and colleagues. And first, I want to welcome my co-host, as always, Jane Bishop, janebishop.live. Take the next step. How are you, Jane?
Oh, great, Ryan. Loving this winter weather, finally.
Winter weather, indeed. We remember not too long ago, we were waiting for the cold, and it has arrived with a flourish.
It is now here.
But super excited to welcome Eddie Price and Wanda Price, owners of Eddie's Automotive Service, some of the best around, to the show. Eddie, Wanda, welcome.
Thank you for having us, Ryan.
Absolutely. Well, I am glad to have here. These folks are the real deal, and we have had hours and hours of our lives of just conversation back and forth. So that's what we're going to be doing here. But for our listeners, you guys do so many things. I hold you in so high regard with what you do in the community, that your words, your bond, how you do marketing, how you communicate. Just let our listeners know, you know, what the 17-second elevator pitch of what Eddie's is all about.
Well, we're obviously community-based. We're family-oriented. We are plugged into our community in just about every way we can.
You're in Lilburn.
We are in Lilburn. We're in the city limits proper of Lilburn, and we have been there for almost 40 years in business. February will be 32 years
actually,
in business, all within the city limits. And we just love our community. We can't think of being anywhere else, and we're just thrilled to be on the show and sharing that with your listeners.
Well, thank you very much. Well, I'm going to throw it over to my co-host, Jane. Jane, coming in from the cold, why don't you get the expertise of Wanda and Eddie as we get to know them a little bit better.
Yes, catching that toss.
The toss.
The handoff. So, Wanda, you got into Eddie's Automotive a few years ago when you married Eddie, is that correct?
Yes, correct.
And there's no going back.
Just kidding. What were you doing prior to getting into Eddie's Automotive Service?
Oh my goodness. I had been in advertising, mm-hmm. and I was a fine arts major. So I was in that area, was a single mom for a while, and met this gentleman
Eddie.
In the automotive.
Eddie. Wait. Sorry.
Yes, Eddie.
I met Eddie.
Through where we attend church at campus over at Greater Atlanta Christian School. Mm-hmm. And knew nothing about the automotive world. Had no idea where I would factor into said world. And began marketing through it. And it has been amazing. It has been absolutely amazing. We began with doing a newsletter that was done on WordPerfect, ran off a copy machine at the house, cut and pasted 18 years ago. And now we have an amazing budget. I do all the graphics, all the advertising,
fantastic,
all the artwork.
That is awesome.
He understands the value of the marketing, which is unusual for a lot of business owners. Mm-hmm. That's the first place they cut, and we don't. We keep our logo, our name, our sponsorships out there.
Well, that is key, and you're right. That's mm-hmm. the first thing that a lot of businesses eliminate when they're looking at budgets and business plans. You know, a lot of people have difficulty going to car service centers because of they don't know them. They don't know if they can trust them. We hear all these stories on the media. So, Eddie, what sets your business apart when somebody walks in for the first time?
We like to make people feel like they're at home. when they come in, their family, give them something to drink. We always have a pot of coffee on or something, you know, and we, because we get to know them, we ask them about their children and what's going on in their lives, because everything, everybody has something going on, you know, and they, nothing else. Sometimes Wanda's does therapy in her office. people will come in, that's not even true. For car work. They'll come in and they'll, is Wanda in? Can I talk to her for a little bit? And they'll shut the door and she'll be in there and give them a hug and a prayer. And that just makes us just glow, because it's so nice for them to come in. And then we have Max, our 90-pound
dog,
German Shepherd.
Max
and he is very, very gentle for a German Shepherd. He's just like a big puppy. But we'll get people that have lost their pets. They'll come by and they'll actually take Max for a walk.
Mm.
And so, you know, a lot of times they'll come by, not even for car repair, but to see us or to see the dog. But we like to think that sets us apart, just simply because we're plugged into what's going on in people's lives.
Well, it looks like you have found a way to not only communicate, but to connect. And you know, Ryan, that is huge in the marketing world, in the business world, is connecting with our customers and potential customers.
Yeah, and you know, the thing is, we've talked a lot about this show in past episodes, this importance of, it sounds ridiculous to all of us in this room, this human to human touch, right? Mm-hmm. And trust at the core of every relationship. And I go to Eddie's frequently, and that's exactly the experience. It's real, it's genuine, it's authentic, and what you see is what you get. And that is what you want. A lot of people, I'm sure you guys have heard the same thing, are scared to have their car repaired because they're being told all these things they need to get done. And you can say, yeah, it can be done. You know, I just know from you guys, you can do it, but you're safe to wait 6 months. You're completely safe. I would do that with my own kids. Well, if you get it from people like you guys I trust, I know my kids are okay, or other people feel the same way in the community. But a lot of people, and I had it recently, they're saying, you should do this, you should do this. I'm like, do I have to do all this right now? I'm like, no, but and there's a trust factor. Right. So I think what you guys are doing without even trying to do it is you're real, you're caring, you love on people. And people can tell if that's contrived or real. And, I mean, I just want to applaud that. But that's, I think, the essence of what y'all feel like when you walk in the door there.
Something else we do that a lot of companies are starting to do, not necessarily automotive repair, but we do digital inspections where our technicians have tablets. They get their work order information from that tablet, and they will take pictures of what is going on with the car. So as opposed to the old days where you used to walk them out to the car and show them what was going on, we'll send a text or an email, and in that will be the pictures, and we'll describe, and we'll put it in category of what has to be done right now and what could be done later.
You'll have a record of it for the future.
And you'll get a URL link
to
that inspection.
That's awesome.
So you can go in and check it in, whatever you want, and then we add on to that each time the car is in, and then when it comes in, we remind them then, hey, remember last time this? Oh, yeah, you know, let's go ahead and take care of that.
Well, but I think, again, going back to Wanda, you were saying at a time with a single mom or whatever, you've got this thing with your car, and you go, oh, God, what was it I had to have done? But knowing somebody you trust has a record of it, has their eye on it, it's like your doctor, right? For your car going, you know, we're watching this, you're okay. Is that right?
Probably about 65% of our clients are female. It's funny because they'll come in and they'll say it's making this noise, and I'll put them at ease and say, I don't know what's on the other side of that either. I know it's doing something wrong. It has to be taken care of. And the whole thing is trust. Can I trust you? Can I believe what you're saying? I've done some advanced marketing where, way out of my realm, I had to go out on the streets of Los Angeles and do surveys. And the very first things people said was trust.
Trust.
Trusting an automotive place to be honest with you, tell you what has to be done now. And another part of it was 08 was very bad for a lot of people. And so we have longtime customers that came in that had difficulty keeping a job, and then the car breaks down. Well, if you don't keep the car going, you can't keep your work going.
Right.
So it's knowing your customers and working with people and letting them trust you. What has to be done now? What can I get by you know, and do later.
So do you guys find that's the baseline of every bit of marketing? I mean, in other words, if you don't start with the relationship and trust, I don't give a flip what new tool's out. It can be, you know, radio, podcast, video, Twitter, Instagram. If you don't start with that, none of the rest matters, correct?
That's right.
And unfortunately, people have gotten confused a little bit of all the tools. They're fun, but you got to have that trust because that's what relationships are built upon.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. So in both of your experiences, in whether it's graphic design, before you got hooked up with Eddie, Wanda,
hooked up.
It's okay. It's okay. We live out there, and everybody knows us, and it's okay.
That's good. So, what word of wisdom would you offer to, say, a new business owner or someone that's looking to start their business around this trust that is so important?
My word would be...
Let me add one thing to what she said. Let's just say they don't even know the word trust. They just want to start a business, and they just say, we got a lot of good marketing ideas. What are ideas worth without the other parts? I mean, jumping on your question.
Some marketing is better than no marketing, no matter what you're doing. Even if you're putting a flyer on a car, you know, because when you start off in business, you are usually...
There's no money.
There's no money. Yep. And so,
there's money
know,
for lights
yeah,
and
the other
power
thing
is
to join some of these, like we have a little bit of business association.
Yes.
Get in there, and then you start... interacting with other people.
Network.
And start networking through that. That's right. And there's a lot of other community groups. Become involved with your community. You know, there's always some kind of cleanup day or there's always some kind of event going on. They can always use an extra hand. Like we have the Lilburn Christmas Parade coming up December 7th. And we always need volunteers to, if nothing else, clean up the candy wrappers on the floor, you know, on the street or what have you.
We do put some
and
candy
people get
out
to,
there.
Once they get to know you, then they build trust from that. Mm-hmm. And so if you don't go in and get involved in these, then prepare for a bigger marketing budget because you have to get your name out there one way or another and be recognized because you can't turn on just the open sign and sit back and wait for people to run in the
okay,
door.
Okay, here we are.
That's
we're
right.
open now. Come
and,
in.
And I heard it heard best when you cut back on marketing, say, I can't afford marketing, it's like turn off your open sign to save power.
Yes.
Well, that's really good. I mean, people look at marketing and branding as some people do, as an expense. And it's absolutely unequivocally an investment because when that economy turns down, we know all it will. It goes in cycles. It's the people that have built that deep community trust. And you know, we also know people that can go to networking events and they don't follow through what they say they're going to do, and we don't have trust for them. We can see the good and the bad and the in between. So when I think of you guys, I think of trust. You know, whether you were treating your dog or fixing my car, I would say if you say it's done and I know you have the expertise, I'm good. I mean, that's all I need to hear is I'm good. And, of course, you don't have a crystal ball. You can't predict in 20 miles some oddball thing doesn't happen. But that is so key, and that's why I wanted to have you guys on and talk about that. Now, Wanda, let's talk a little bit about some of the newer things that you've been doing. I know you have your hands in so many things, but even one or two things that have been newer that you've brought into the marketing thing trying to, you know, there's no perfect way in marketing. You know, there's no either or magic recipe, but what are some things you've been doing you think that have been successful in recent last year or two?
We branched out, and as an artistic person, you have to let go of some things, which is not easy. And
say that again, Wanda.
You have to let go, and it's not easy.
Yes.
You have to not do it all yourself. And so I was doing that. So now we have a company that helps with EDDM, which is every door direct mail. So I will do the design, but I let go and they do the printing and they do the mail out, you know, with the areas we tell them to. I also had to, this is part of the advanced marketing class, I had to learn how to shift from boomers to a younger crowd.
Yes.
You have 15 seconds. People aren't reading newspapers. People don't have time. And so I am now into, of course, we do our marketing and our advertisements, but also Instagram, which has been interesting for me to learn because I've had to take great big ads and reduce them and bring the most important thing that within 15 seconds I can get someone's attention.
Visually.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what I was sharing with you. I think I shared with Jane when she first got on, and I saw a trend 2 or 3 years ago with Instagram. I always watching the trends, and but, you know, our radio show that will become a podcast today for our listeners,
yes,
or video or Instagram. I didn't jump in the Snapchat thing. I just can't do it. I'm sorry.
I can't do
it.
Twitter.
I tried. Twitter I've been on for years. But, you know, Snapchat to me, I just intellectually can't get my mind around it. But this TikTok thing's another one with these little kids.
See,
and it's becoming quite popular. And you know,
I learned one thing in the sand shifts. I'm like, well, I can't keep
it's
up.
It's a moving target.
It's a moving target.
Yeah, marketing's a moving target.
But the idea, I think, today is it's not about Twitter. It's not about Instagram. It's not about just a mail-out newsletter. It's not about just becoming a radio show to a podcast. It's ultimately about you're trying to represent your brand. Jane is. I am. You guys are. And how are you going to convey it? And we've got different generations, different audiences, you know, millennials, Gen Z, Gen X, baby boomers, they're all going to be a little bit different, right? And we got to touch all of them as best we can.
We have kind of fallen into one thing that covers all the generations. Lilburn has started doing Food Truck Tuesdays, and they were doing them once a month. Well, it got so popular, they did them, all through
every
the summer?
Every Tuesday through the summer.
Well, yeah. Eddie is now with the band, because we sponsor the band.
Oh,
so
yeah.
local different local trios or singular artists will perform, and we sponsor the band. So we have a big
sign.
They're
singing, Eddie?
No. We have a big sign that says,
okay,
Eddie's with the band.
I can barely play the radio.
Okay. I'm with you, Eddie. I just didn't know if you had a hidden talent there.
But you have all generations coming.
Yeah.
All generations are coming to things in the park.
But art speaks to everyone. And,
yes,
you know, we forget that. I say this about, you know, I spoke up at a local high school the other day, and that's not my target market to who usually I speak to. I took it as a great challenge. Somebody asked me as a favor, could I speak to 17 and 18-year-olds for 30 minutes?
Whoa.
And now, mind you, these guys came in like they were in detention. They had to come. It wasn't like they were going, hey, we want to come here. They had to come. And I'm like, all right. And I think I told Jane about this last time we talked, and she gave me some great advice, too. It was like, if it went more than about 90 seconds of me talking, they started getting on their phones.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, everybody stand up. Everybody stand up. We're going to do a little exercise. I kept them engaged. I don't know I could have done it more than 30 minutes. It took every trick in the toolbook. But they stayed engaged, and then that started getting reached out from through Instagram, believe it or not. Mr. Cyrus, can you give us insights on this? And I'm like, can you email me? I'll be glad to give you time. But I gave about five of them counsel after the fact just to help them with their career. So they are reachable, but we have to think differently, I think.
We do.
We can put everybody in a bucket.
We do.
Well, and it's all about that connection factor. That's where people kind of, business owners and regardless of what business, kind of go awry. They stay in their, I'll say, routine and rut.
Comfort
spot. You
know,
their comfort zone. Yeah, that's exactly right, Eddie.
Yep, yep.
And
don't learn anything new.
And they don't learn anything new, and then they wonder why they're being left behind. So staying relevant helps us pick and choose what works for our business plan. So, Ryan,
yes,
Snapchat doesn't work for me either. That's not part of my business plan. That's fine. So we find the different aspects of marketing for our business that helps us connect the most.
But I will say on that, and I want to come to, remind me in a second, I want to come to Eddie's training and y'all's advanced training you've been doing. But on Snapchat, I'm cognizant of the fact that people well into their mid-20s now are using this to communicate,
yes,
meaning that they are spending money, and I'm not avoiding them. I'm just not personally investing something. I don't want to put a message through it because I don't personally see it there. But to not be aware of it would be suggesting these people don't have any money. And
exactly.
You know, there are people that do have money because they've done it since they were 15 or 16 years old. So things are going to continue to change. But the one thing it's not, it's trust. It's reinvesting in yourself. It's reinvesting in your business. As Jane said, I just got to a break in my doctorate in leadership. Thank you, Lord, because I needed it. But it's always looking to learn, apply, and I think give back. Y'all give back so much to the community. Give back so much to the community. I want to talk about that. I want to talk about y'all's advanced training and stuff you keep investing in. It's easy to put your feet up and go, we're the guys. But you've been going to places and learning. And tell us about your advanced training and why you do these things. And tell us about, you know, the things you go above and beyond to help your customers.
Well, like I said, everything's a moving target, especially in our field. Our technicians get trained all the time. We're up even on the hybrid cars now, working on those. For us, you know, as business owners, you know, we have a consultant firm that we work with. And we have an assigned consultant. We meet every other week for about an hour on the phone and go over our stats and all the things that are going on. And having that extra person for the input helps tremendously. We have we've had them under contract for about right at 10 years now.
Awesome.
And they go over all our stats and help us show us where we're where our pitfalls are at and where, you know, and they help with marketing too. They help put in, you know, the different areas. Like one of us saying she was doing surveys in LA.
It was scary.
I'm going to get you out with my dissertation.
Yeah. It was scary.
I'm going to send you out there with me.
Way out of my comfort zone.
I'm just playing.
So they're based outside of LA, and that's why we were there. And they have all kinds of training classes for us, and it's all towards auto repair. So if you're getting into a different business, it would be best if you could find someone like that who's truly qualified to do it. Because there's a lot of people that think they know a lot, and then there's people that know a lot.
So just in that one example, Eddie, what is one, I know there's many, but what is one advantage or benefit, let me use that word, with staying involved with this consultant and staying involved in the training that's helped you business-wise?
They have a saying, it cracks me up, it says, the one good thing about being the boss, there's no one to tell you what to do. The one bad thing about being the owner is there's no one to tell you what to do. And
That's true.
And with you being the boss, a lot of people don't want to come up and go toe-to-toe with you and say, look, you need to change the way you're thinking here, but they can do that. They'll stand right up to you and say, okay, look, and here, and they'll back it up with proof. So having that consultant has been a giant help for our entire business because they push to have our employees trained as well.
Well, that's great, the example of being part of a growth mindset. You know, the training I just came from before our show today, we were talking about fixed mindset versus growth mindset. Mm-hmm. And we grow and we challenge ourselves if we kind of adopt that mindset of growth mindset more than the fixed mindset. So that I hope our listeners are catching that, our business owners, and want to be business owners. That is key to success.
Well, and it's funny. I just this weekend was finished, and I called it. I finished a few weeks early on this doctor in leadership, mind you, in leadership. And everybody's like, how do you know that's okay? How do you know we'll be all right? I'm like, what is your degree in?
Right.
It's going to be all right. They were like, how do you know? I'm like, right. You're studying at the deepest levels.
Right.
Let me ask you a question. We get asked a lot on this show, or what you were saying a moment ago, Eddie, about entrepreneurship, starting businesses, or you're your own boss. And the question always is, well, I guess you can do whatever you want. Must be easy being your own boss.
No.
I've asked this time and time again. I mean, it is rewarding in the fact you can control to a certain degree, but tell me how many hats you have to wear to be your own boss.
We're all about hats.
Interesting question.
That's a good answer.
I guess I carry about six.
At least.
I'm trying to take them off one at a time.
Right.
That's what I'm in the process of doing, trying to delegate those jobs to others.
It's that letting go.
Well, thing. I let go. I mean, I'm not going to live forever, so.
No, not that letting go.
We're getting a personal show, how we met, living and dying. We got the whole gauntlet of emotions.
I'm not ready yet for that one.
Yeah, okay. We're going to save that for another show.
Yes.
I want to back up just a little bit. Just because you're a good baker or a good auto repair person that does not make you a good business person.
Yes.
That's true.
If you're going to branch out into your own business, you better learn how the business mindset works. Because it's easy to bake the cake. It's easy to do the repair. Mm-hmm. All that's really easy. But when you get into now you're the business person, you have to worry about payroll and taxes and rent and all those kinds of things. It winds up. I spend all my time pretty much either working on the paperwork or I work with Wanda doing the marketing, you know, and I occasionally when someone needs a break or whatever, I'll go sub wherever I need it. But just remember, if you get in the business, just because you're good at doing something doesn't make you a good business person.
And would you agree that the number of hours, sometimes we work a lot more hours to be our own boss. I mean, I agree with that. Do you? I mean,
it's not 9 to 5.
Right. No.
It's like, on the weekends, we go in a lot of times, even though we're closed.
But if there's a problem on Saturday, you don't just say, you got to get deal with it, right?
Yep. You got to handle it.
Well, you can go in there. You don't have to answer the phone. You
on
lock
Saturday.
The door,
yes.
And you can
Saturday.
Get something done.
And lights are out. Exactly.
You know, 10 million interruptions. I have all these post-it notes are on my desk and notes everywhere because if I don't write it down, I'll forget to come back to it.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of times with marketing, we're kind of late night people, mm-hmm. artist people, so I may be in there late in the evening with the German Shepherd with me, you know, with the fuzzy slippers on, doing an ad after we've closed and everybody's gone. So
that's huge. Both of you have referenced, and Ryan has too, your heavy involvement in the community. I think it would be helpful for our listeners to know just maybe five or six things.
Where
you mentioned the food. You mentioned the food
truck.
They
have about 50.
You mentioned the food.
Wow.
Give us five or six things that you're involved in.
You give yours, and then I'll give mine.
Oh, me.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so as I started networking, I got involved with the Lilburn Business Association.
Okay.
Then I started getting involved with the different things that they were doing for the community. And I got appointed to the Zoning Board of Appeals for Lilburn. I was on there for a couple of years. And I realized we're in dire need of getting
revitalization
going. And I ran for council.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
On that stumping on revitalization, mm-hmm. and I promised that once I got on, I would work to get a downtown development authority established and a community improvement district established. And I've gotten both those on, and I didn't plan to be on the board of all of them.
So I've
joined the Downtown Development Authority, and then recently, within the last year or so, I am on the board for the Community Improvement District. But we played baseball at Mountain Park. They wanted me to be on the board there. I said, I get my dance card is full,
yeah.
You know. But we do, we're going to be the gold sponsors for the Lilburn Christmas Parade this year. And we did the whole season for the food truck entertainment. And I don't know how many ball teams and Parkview baseball.
No,
we're on almost every sport.
Yeah, you did soccer. I remember I told you. I'm up there announcing the scene. Yeah, you're
that's
everywhere.
That's right. So we just love our community. We just do. You know, our kids went through the school system mm-hmm. here. But
your love and giving shows. I mean, it's not like you give and help everybody. When I say that, hopefully it doesn't give you 25 more phone calls today.
It's okay.
I think that makes it come back 100-fold. I really believe that because people say, man, these people that invested, we want to be with them. And that's the way I feel.
And you're involved in Special Olympics?
Special Olympics.
Girl Scout.
Girl Scouts. Camp. Cookies to the Wounded Warriors. Well, we've done Wounded Warriors. We've done cookies to the VA hospitals and overseas. Wonderful commander in South Georgia said, y'all get the cookies here, we'll send them. So they helped with that. We do, oh my goodness, all kinds of military. Any child that walks in my office, it's funny because I really feel like an old grown-up when this little 7-year-old walks in, shaking in their boots. Miss Wanda, can you sponsor my swim team?
Oh.
And they know who to send.
Sure.
How
do you say no?
We're doing Gwinnett Ballet, too.
We do the ballet. We do Christmas with Santa Claus at the co-op at Stone Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
We do Lilburn Co-op.
Yep.
It's our community. We live there. We've had the same things happen to us as a lot of other people. We've had parents get sick. I've been a single mom before I met Eddie for years. Mm-hmm. So there was stretch this way. You know, the garage door opener breaks down, you get out and open it up and down yourself. We've all had situations. So when someone comes in, as blessed as we've been, it's our duty to give back. It is our job to give back to our community.
If our community thrives, we thrive.
That's right.
Oh, that's good.
It's hand in hand.
That's good. So the message I'm getting, Ryan, from Eddie and Wanda is, yes, it's about Eddie's automotive and taking care of the car. The success, though, is so much more.
The success they have is focused on the person,
yes,
on the people.
Exactly.
And make a difference in their lives.
So I hope our listeners don't miss that.
And we spend a lot of time on that for our audience today. I want to say one thing. As a reminder, you can listen to our show live on the second and fourth Thursday of each month at 1 o'clock Eastern. Just go to businessradiox.com, select the Gwinnett Studio, and click on the Listen Live button. If you can't join us live, that's okay. This and past shows are easily available 24/7. Simply go to businessradiox.com, select the Gwinnett Studio, and then click on Marketing Matters. We're going to wrap up here in a second, but again, we have Wanda and Eddie Price, owners of Eddie's Automotive Service in Lilburn. So two of the best people I know as friends, as colleagues, who personally repair all my own cars because I barely know how to pull the emergency brake off. I mean, I'm technically challenged like that, so it's good I can talk for a living. But honestly, we spent so much time today talking about the relationship and the trust and giving back, because these are people you can trust, and I can't emphasize that enough. That is, I think, Jane, you would agree, that is what's the basis of a relationship. And when you're dealing with your car, you got to be dealing with people you trust.
Absolutely. How do people find you? Website, phone number? How, give us the contact
Facebook,
information. Facebook.
Eddie'sAutomotiveService.com.
Okay.
Or look us up on Facebook. Wanda's very active on that. Give updates and all. Our phone number, 770-381-7574.
Yeah, or you can find us in the Christmas parade.
So you got Eddie'sAutomotiveService.com, your phone number, you know, Google's Eddie's Automotive Service in Lilburn.
Yeah.
But their name and their involvement and their footprint and fingerprints are everywhere, and I just thank you guys for coming on.
I want to make another note. Another side of that is 4 years ago, I had a stroke. And when I came back into the shop, I had cards as if it was Christmas, and I got a few cards, then I got more cards, then I had cookies at my desk, then I had things showing up. So when we did the newsletter, I put in there the warning signs, how to look for it, because we're our customers, we're the same, and what happens to us happens to other people. Mm-hmm. So I was very humbled and grateful for all of that.
Well, thank you for all you do for the community and for being so generous in giving back.
Thank you.
Well, Wanda, thank you for being our guest today. Eddie, thank you for being our guest.
It was a pleasure.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for joining us on Marketing Matters with Ryan Sowers here on Business Radio X. Remember, please support those who care for this show. That's Athens Orthopedics, taking care of patients in over 13 locations. AthensOrthopedicClinic.com is where you can find them. And the Heart of What Matters, helping people overcome grief one step at a time, doing amazing things. You can find them at theheartofwhatmatters.com. Thanks to Wanda and Eddie Price being our guests today, and for the studio, making it a great show. For my co-host, Jane Bishop, janebishop.live. Thank you, Jane.
You're welcome, Ryan.
This is Ryan Sowers. Folks, you've been listening to Marketing Matters with Ryan Sowers. And until next time, make your marketing matter.